welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, one of our favorite guys, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist, contributor to NPR, and we're going to be talking about some of the stories that have been making headlines over the last few weeks in the automotive world. We may touch a little on the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show, but there's been so much going on that I can't wait to talk to our very special guest, Paul Eisenstein, who is standing by. Along the way, we've got a telephone number for you. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, and email bob at boblongradio.com, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Trivia question. It's the easiest question I've had in a long, long, long time. So here is the question. It is the old television show Miami Vice. They utilized two different sports cars on that show. In the early days, they used one particular variant of this brand. In the latter years, they used another particular variant of the brand. Whoever comes up with the answer to that is going to get a cool prize from Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. Also want to remind you that Wash Drops is back with us as a sponsor here on the show. We're rolling up to a big celebration on Earth Day 2013. This is a product I learned about at SEMA. Oh, boy, how many years ago now? 3 years ago. European product, very green, very unusual. The way it works is you just take one bucket of water and you put a few drops of this solution into the bucket, and then you can wash your car with a sponge, and then you can dry it off. You don't have to hose your car off. You can use it on glass. You can use it on rubber. You can use it on all parts of the car. And it's a huge hit in Europe and in China and many other places, and with so many areas around the country charging huge dollars for local water, and with lots of people worried about the water supply in their area, perhaps there's water restrictions. This is a very, very good product because one bottle lasts for like 60 washes, so that will take you through even more than one summer. It's available at Amazon.com. And also, I should tell you that it's environmentally friendly. That one bucket of water with the solution in it, you can pour it right on a flower bed and it won't do any harm. So it's very cool. Check it out at washdrops.com, and you can order it exclusively for right now. They've got it just on Amazon. They're working on getting it in stores here in North America. But right now, here on the broadcast, it's time to turn our attention to one of our favorite guys, esteemed automotive journalist and contributor to NPR, Mr. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's begin by talking about one of the stories that's hot on the website over the last 2 days, and that's the fact that steel is still sticking around, especially in the realm of trucks. The Ford is getting ready for the next generation of the F-150 pickup truck. We saw the concept version called the Atlas at the Detroit Auto Show, and there was lots of speculation that the next generation of this vehicle, which continues to grow in heft and size, at least stylistically, it looks like it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So many people were speculating that they were going to go with aluminum to get the weight of the vehicle down. But I know that you've been talking with some steel folks, and what have you found out?
Well, you're right, Bob. The general speculation is that Ford is going to go with a lot of aluminum going forward. We've been seeing that across the industry. A little background, I just came back yesterday from driving the new Jaguar F-Type, which unfortunately I can't talk about yet. It's under embargo, but I can tell you we're going to need to get on the air and talk about that soon. But here you have a car that is aluminum intensive, much like other Jaguar models, and their sibling brand Land Rover has switched to aluminum. What did they save? Something like 900 pounds off the latest version of the Range Rover by switching to aluminum. So Ford is also talking about losing a lot of mass when they go forward with the next generation of the F. The F series. Now, to put it in perspective, how important this is. Consider this: every 100 pounds of weight you slash off of a typical vehicle is going to give you as much as an extra mile a gallon. Think about that. Cut 700 pounds, which is what many people inside are talking about Ford's goal being for the next F-Series. And you might be talking about as much as 7 miles a gallon just by reducing weight. So this is a definite trend in the industry. But as you started out with, don't rule steel out. And in part because there's, well, aluminum is expensive. It is energy intensive to make. It is difficult to produce, and for a lot of vehicles, mainstream vehicles, it's still very difficult to go to aluminum. Plus, they're coming up with new forms of alloys, steel alloys, new manufacturing methods and the like that can also slash weight, and there are some arguments that there are new techniques that could bring steel weight on some vehicles down as low as aluminum. So this is a battle royal, and the good news is consumers are the ones who win in the end.
That's great. Excellent story, folks. You check it out at thedetroitbureau.com. Another story. Oh, the phones are ringing off the hook here. Another story that we have been wanting to talk to you about is the apparent, I don't know what it is, bankruptcy, demise, whatever you want to call it, of Henrik Fisker's company. And I know the last time you were with us, you noted that Henrik had written you a personal note. What's the latest with Fisker, and also the latest news coming out of the electric front with Tesla perhaps looking at building a truck, a battery-powered truck? Bring us up to speed on this electric avenue, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, boy, there are a couple of big stories here. So let's start with the Fisker story first. Bob, as you may recall, you probably got the note as well as many of us. They discharged their entire public relations team and most of their engineering and manufacturing people a couple weeks ago now. Fisker basically is a shell. 75% of their employees were let go in one very fell swoop. And the word is, what I hear from my sources, they are just waiting, and it's just a matter of time before they have to declare bankruptcy. I don't expect that to take very long. I would be surprised if we hear about a Fisker automotive bankruptcy within a matter of, quite frankly, in a matter of days. The interesting question is, what's going to happen after that? Will anybody get their money back? Why did they get to this point? You know, these guys raised over $1 billion in private equity, plus they got about $200 million in the federal loan program before the feds cut it off. Having too many questions to ask about the problems at the company. So I have a feeling that even if they do go bankrupt, this is going to be a subject of some very deep investigation. Would I expect to see something, well, more serious? Might I expect the Justice Department to get involved? I think the usual answer at this point is stay tuned.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense, Paul, because you're right. I mean, Henrik was such a well-respected designer at both Aston Martin and BMW. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about Henrik Fisker and the demise of the company. And we'll talk about Tesla. We're going to talk about a whole slew of things. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. Paul Eisenstein is with us, and we're talking a gamut of automotive stories. Every day, it seems like, in the automotive world, there are stories breaking left and right, and Paul is always at the forefront of story breaking at the DetroitBureau.com. And before the break, we were talking about the pending bankruptcy of Henrik Fisker's company, and also we're going to talk about perhaps Tesla getting into the truck mode. But as you pointed out, Paul, Henrik went into this with a significant amount of privately funded equity, and then he got the federal government equity as well. It's just kind of a head shaker to me. I
wish it was, Bob. When you look back, you realize Henrik Fisker was a designer. He brought in some people who there are some real questions about their skills as managers, including Bernie Kohler, who was his partner, the quiet one of the pair. Where do you drop almost a billion and a half dollars to come up with something like the Fisker Karma and not even come close to having developed the Atlantic, their more mainstream product? I mean, the amount of money that they've spent to get where they are today is just a head-scratcher. Now, I will tell you that a lot of the private investors were starting to push Fisker aside. We've been seeing him marginalized for about a year, in part because many people felt he was just spending too much money. The great irony is that Fisker himself then felt that one of his replacements, Tony Posawatz, the guy who used to run the Chevy Volt program, came in and wasted even more money. Now, we're going to probably have a lot of he said, she said stuff going on, and I do want to stress that we haven't heard formally that there will be a bankruptcy yet, but I cannot see an alternative unless some big buck company, probably a Chinese company, were to come in and say, hey, we're going to buy everything out, and here's some money. At this point, I can't see any way they can avoid bankruptcy, but I also don't think that they can avoid having an awful lot of questions. I have a feeling we're going to be seeing this thing battled out, whether it's at a Justice Department level or in the courts on a private level, you know, just individual lawsuits by investors for some years to come.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Let's talk about the other gentleman here in the electric car game. There are many, but as far as private companies, the gentleman, Elon Musk, who owns the Tesla brand, and it's won a number of accolades, and I know you and I, Paul, agreed that the vehicle, in my opinion, should never have been named Motor Trend's Car of the Year, Automobiles Car of the Year, Yahoo's Car of the Year. It was just a joke as far as I'm concerned. And now they've dialed back and said that they're not even going to build the base model. So, you know, all these cars are going to cost $90,000 to $100,000. And now the latest is that he's talking about getting into the truck realm. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is a rather interesting one for folks who haven't caught the latest. Elon Musk, who is the founder and CEO of Tesla Motors, was down in Texas just a few days ago, and he delivered a little bit of a surprise, declaring that, number one, that they were thinking about a possible second assembly plant, and number two, that they might even have a pickup truck to build at that plant, which, of course, as he then added, makes a lot of sense to do it in Texas. Well, okay, so that's the declaration, but let's go behind the scenes, Bob. And why was Elon Musk down in Texas? Well, for one thing, he wants the rules to be changed. Elon has a tendency to want rules to be written around himself.
Yeah.
And one of the things he'd like to have happen is that the Texas legislature rewrites the rules on franchising. Right now, you have to be an individual dealer to sell trucks or cars or crossovers in Texas. Elon wants Tesla to be able to have its own franchise stores down there. You know, they'd operate the stores, not individual dealers.
Yeah.
This is something that we've been seeing a lot of people try to battle over the years, and usually they lose. So if you can't get the legislature to simply change things because you say, I'm a wealthy guy and I get everything I want, how about you dangle in front of the idea of a new assembly plant with thousands of jobs? Well, that clearly was one of the reasons why Elon was down there mentioning a second plant and a pickup truck. Now, he is the type that might just say, hey, I can build this really cool electric pickup. I wouldn't put it past him. He suggested that they could have faster, more payload, and so on. And I wouldn't be surprised. But I clearly have to say that as I watch the timing, there was no question in my mind that this was dangling a carrot in front of lawmakers saying, ignore those dealers, give me what I want, and I'll give you some jobs for the state. So I wouldn't be betting too heavily on the fact that we're going to see suddenly, a year from now, a Tesla pickup.
Amazing. Let's talk about something on the other end of the extreme, and that's a new land speed record. This has been in the news of late. Bugatti, of course, with their Veyron series of cars, is long held in most people's minds the ultimate top speed for a production vehicle. But they have been challenged, but they have now regained a new land speed record with the world's fastest open top production car. Paul, I have never driven the Veyron. I have not ridden in it yet. One of these days I hope to get a chance to ride in one before they are all completely in the hands of collectors. But tell us your thoughts about this speed record, and remind me, have you driven the Veyron?
I have never driven the Veyron. It's a long story, why not? I have a little dispute going with Bugatti, but no, I have not driven it, and I do want to drive it one of these days. The Bugatti people have been, you know, rather proud about having this incredibly fast vehicle, 250-odd miles an hour, and they got slapped just a couple of weeks ago when the folks from Hennessy actually took away their land speed production car record by a few miles an hour. Excuse me. And it turns out that the Bugatti people lost it on a technicality. They actually were about 2.5 miles an hour faster than the Hennessy Venom, but that was with a vehicle that they disabled the electronic speed limiter. And so they had to, for the record books, go by what the production speed limit was, which was 254. So they lost the record to the Venom. Well, of course, they had to go out then and say, wait a second, we got to come up with another record. And they've since run the Vitesse Supersport open top car, and they've set a new record with that. This is all fun and games and the like. Does it mean anything to anybody? I don't know. I don't know where you drive 254 miles an hour, but it is cool to read about, and it's great to see the video of this thing just zooming by at that speed.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk to Paul about a whole slew of subjects. You're not going to want to miss it. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll I'll see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Our telephone line is wide open at 855-660-4261. We have not had a correct answer here as to the specific sports car utilized in the old TV show from the 80s, Miami Vice. I'm going to tell you, it was a Ferrari, but they used two different Ferraris during the course of the show's history. I just would like you to tell me one of the two different Ferrari models that were utilized, and there's kind of a story behind the story about both of those cars, but nevertheless, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. One of our favorite guys is with us, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. We're telling you all about some of the big stories making headlines in the world of automobiles over the past few weeks. And Paul, before we go any further, why don't you tell everybody about all the wonderful things that you offer consumers to subscribe to 100% free.
Absolutely, Bob. The site, thedetroitbureau.com, covers the automotive world, everywhere from Beijing to Berlin to, of course, the Detroit auto industry. You will be able to get a constant stream of news, reviews, features, spy shots, buying guides, tips, and more. And the site is free. You can get our daily mailings. You can get, if you really, really are a geek and want to keep up with everything happening in the industry, we'll send you a news alert every time there's a breaking story. Otherwise, you can get daily, weekly, even monthly feeds, as well as RSS feeds, and, of course, Twitter feeds. So keep up on all that's happening in the automotive world at thedetroitbureau.com.
Paul, you mentioned you just were back from being behind the wheel of the Jag F-Type, and we'll definitely get you back when that embargo is lifted. But Let's touch on Jag's presence at the New York Auto Show. They unveiled a couple of different vehicles there, including the XJR, the return of the flagship big sedan, and this time it's treated with the cool engine, the XKRS and XFRS, 550 horsepower monster. That's going to be quite a ride.
Well, yeah, and by the way, I do love the way Jaguar is getting out of control with all these letters. One of my favorites. I gave some tours during the New York Auto Show a few weeks back, and I was asking people, okay, which one of you by the end of our tour can remember the name of the limited edition model that they just brought out? And this is a good one. It's the XKRSGT, which, by the way, they're only building 30, so they're nearly as the number of letters is nearly as long as the number of copies they're going to build at this darn thing. I'm figuring that they're going to have eventually they'll have an XKRS GTRS. It's just out of control. I mean, it just makes me crazy. All these alphanumeric names. I wonder. I'd love to hear from some listeners. Have the automakers gone too far with all of these long names? Does an XL mean anything? Does a G50 mean anything? An RLX mean anything to you? And can you remember when I mentioned those, what brand they're from?
I
can't remember which one is which when I'm talking about the Acura brand, for example.
Oh, yeah, no, it gets very complicated. And you have a story up about the track-focused XKRS GT that they're probably going to amp up the original build to accommodate more customers. More lucky folks who have the $174,000 to pick up this really outrageous variant of the XKRS. And
back to your original point. The fact is, they have the new XJR at only 550 horsepower. I'm really sorry for people who just can't find that enough to get themselves from here to there. Jaguar is really on an aggressive streak right now. Okay, for those who understand what the R stands for, racing or whatever. The fact is, their R line has been doubled in the number of models in just a matter of months. I wouldn't be surprised to see an F-Type R within a year or so. I will give you a hint that Adrian Hallmark, who's the brand boss for Jaguar worldwide, told me that they will be rolling out more variants of the F-Type. I would be surprised to see little updates almost every year going forward. So you're going to see more high-performance models. You'll see more R-line models. You're going to see more product, period. Of course, we have the CX coming. We have we will have something to replace the old Jaguar X-Type. And thankfully, it won't be little more than just a gussied-up version of a Ford Motor Company product. So we have a lot of additional products coming from Jaguar in a very short order. I think a lot of people are going to be very surprised, very, very surprised. And I'll give you a hint, Bob, there are probably going to be some very big smiles when people start reporting on what it was like to drive the new F-Type.
Oh, that's great. Can't wait to hear the complete coverage on that. Let's talk about some other interesting stories. Ford continues to surprise and astound me with the amount of power that they're able to wring out of the small displacement four-cylinder engines when equipped with a turbo. Mercedes also just amazes me with their new upcoming CLA 45 AMG with 2 liters and 350 horsepower. But getting back down to regular cars, I drove a 2-liter Taurus, a 4-cylinder Taurus with the EcoBoost, and Taurus is a big car, and I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked at the performance that 2-liter engine was able to give to the driver, considering the heft and weight of that car. And now they've introduced a new 1.5-liter in the EcoBoost family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. This is one of the things I think is a surprise to everybody who doesn't follow the auto industry on a really close basis, Bob. Just how powerful we're getting with these engines. Now, there's a term that we use in the business, folks, called specific displacement, and it has to do with how much output you can get from a, well, in this case, a liter of displacement. You know, in the old days, you were impressed when you heard of an engine that was putting out 75 horsepower from 1 liter. That was a solid machine. And now we're starting to see engines that are putting out 125, 130, 140. Let's see, the new Cadillac twin turbo is what, 3 liter displacement, Bob?
Yes.
And that's 420 horsepower. So we're talking 140 horsepower, which is, by the way, significantly more than the twin power BMW V8 engine that they have. These are just remarkable engines. The turbo power, direct injection, and variable valve timing, variable cam, all this stuff, when you add it all up, it is just mind-boggling what automotive engineers are turning out these days.
So true. Talk about a golden age. 855-660-4261. Let's talk about another part of the Ford Motor Company, now a separate brand, the Lincoln Motor Car Company. They got off to a rocky start with their MKZ, rather, and you had a story up this week, Code Blue. Explain what you mean by Code Blue and what's going on with the MKZ.
Yeah, this is a big disappointment to a lot of folks. Lincoln, as you know, last year started giving us a good backgrounder on where they were trying to take the brand. Four new critical products by the end of 14, starting with the all-new MKZ. Pretty impressive vehicle. Is it the perfect car? No. There were a few things that I thought needed to be tweaked, but an impressive vehicle for the beginning of a brand rebuilding. And let's talk a little bit more after we get back. I'll tell you a little more about the problems with Lincoln.
That sounds great. And if you've got a question or a comment, 855-660-4261.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Auto Insurance. Get a quote in 7 minutes or less. Visit www.21st.com. And by Empire Covers, the outdoor protection experts. Visit www.empirecovers.com. Plus, the world's leader in automotive news, information, and entertainment. The Automotive Radio Network on iTunes. Subscribe today.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Prepper Fest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. And come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
If you haven't been to the site recently, or if you've never visited, please check it out and subscribe to all the goodies that Paul's got. Absolutely 100% free. Paul, before the break, we were talking about the saga of the Lincoln Motor Company. They had high hopes of really resurrecting this brand. They spent a lot of money, and one of the most important products was this MKZ, the rollout of what is basically the sibling to the Ford Fusion. It's a very good-looking car, but the rollout did not go well. And what's the latest within Lincoln?
Well, the word is, according to the folks at Lincoln, that they have finally got enough of the product in hand that they're going to be able to really get them into dealers over the next few weeks. This month will be the real telling point. Are they going to get sales up to some point that suggests the new MKZ is catching on, or is it just dead in the water? We don't know. But here's the thing. Apparently, Ford was very, very worried because they had, as you recall, Bob, a whole bunch of quality problems with a few other vehicles that they launched for 2013. That include the Fusion and the Escape, which, oh gosh, I lost count. How many recalls did those two models suffer? And they just did not want to take the chance on having the same sort of problem with the MKZ. So yeah. this is a very unusual step. They actually stopped shipping the Lincoln to dealers directly from the factory that's built down in Mexico, and they instead were shipping it from Mexico to a plant in the Detroit suburbs where they were doing a complete re-inspection of the vehicle to make sure that there were no defects. That is a very odd and very troubling issue. So exactly what's going on, I don't know. But there are an awful lot of us who want to know what is going on and whether Lincoln is dead in the water, or perhaps we would hope that they're going to get themselves back in gear.
I would certainly hope so. I mean, boy, that MKZ is a nice piece, and the concept that they showed at the Detroit show was a big hit as well. Got a lot of good buzz off that. So let's hope that things turn around.
It's a very odd story, Bob. It's the idea that they basically had to short circuit their own launch. Now, sometimes you do that to make sure that you don't cause bigger problems long term. But it's a very, very strange story.
It definitely is. Let's talk about some of the other important stories making headlines in the world of auto news in the past few weeks. Excuse me, just still battling a little bit of a cold here I picked up for my little one. Yeah, exactly. Tell us a little bit about the latest with recalls. I mean, it seems like there's a never-ending string of recalls.
Yeah, isn't this odd? Now, what's particularly interesting is how many more we're seeing from the Japanese. I want to stress that Detroit has had plenty. We've seen, a quick run through the memory bank says we have, you know, we've had a million plus vehicles recalled by Detroit makers in just the last 2 months. But when you think about it, the number of vehicles that have been impacted among the Japanese has been huge.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a massive recall affecting four different Japanese makers this past week, total of, 3.5 million vehicles because of potentially defective airbags. That's a big embarrassing situation, obviously, when you have those type of numbers. Now, what appears to be happening in some cases is that the Japanese are getting caught because of a strategy of relying heavily on common suppliers for many different brands. But that's not unusual. It happens. Almost all makers do that now. There's a lot of questions to be asked. Why are we suddenly seeing big name brands that we normally associate with high quality suddenly in the news with such large recalls? And obviously, one of the brand names is Toyota. The other one is Honda. This is particularly concerning when you consider that out of the last 4 years, Toyota has had more individual vehicles recalled in three of those years than any other brand. And in the fourth year, 2011, it was Honda that was number one, and Honda's been just behind Toyota for year after year. These are deeply concerning numbers.
They certainly are, and it just seems like there's no end in sight either. Let's talk about some other things that have been making headlines recently in the realm of automotive news. Well, before I get into more hard news, as you said, you were doing tours in New York. What were some of your favorite vehicles that popped that impressed you at the New York show?
Wow, you know, this is going to sound funny, Bob. That show is ancient history to me. I have to go back and think about what was at the show.
The Highlander, the Odyssey,
Highlander was important. I think I was intrigued by the Hyundai concept, you know, the luxury concept.
Yes.
Because I know very well that Hyundai is going to be bringing out some very important luxury products to add to the existing models, the Genesis and the Equus. And, of course, they did a tweak of the Equus. I was intrigued by a number of the Audi products. Audi, of course, is expanding, moving into more and more performance models with their S and their RS lines. General Motors was certainly one of the big names at the New York Auto Show, and I think they really stole a march when not only did they release the brand new version of the Camaro, which some people mistakenly think was nothing more than a minor tweak. There were some significant changes made there. But the biggest surprise, perhaps, at the show was the announcement, the reveal of the returning Z28 Camaro. And the fact that it wasn't just, you know, a slightly gussied up version of the Camaro SS, but it was a real serious track burner. That was, I thought, one of the biggest surprises. I will tell you that among the cars that really got a lot of attention during the show was clearly the Corvette convertible, which was getting its American debut after a global launch in Geneva just a few weeks earlier.
Yep, so true, and it is a stunning vehicle, and it was a good show, I think, in New York, and of course,
agreed.
I think they did a great job of presenting some really fine vehicles there. What's your take on the small Mercedes, the CLA, the first front-wheel drive Mercedes, and of course the AMG variant will be the cheapest AMG variant, and that comes with standard all-wheel drive.
Yeah, I happen to be a big fan of the CLA styling. I want to get into it and really get a feeling for how well they've used space. And you really can't do that until you're out on the road. An auto show just doesn't really reveal things the way that sitting at the curb does. It's a striking vehicle. It offers an awful lot of content for the money. What are they starting at? Just under $30,000 with that vehicle.
Yes.
The AMG is very interesting. The CLA 45 AMG. One of the things that I also thought was a bit of news that a lot of people let go by, and we revisited it on thedetroitbureau.com this past week, was news that Mercedes is going to an almost all-wheel drive approach to the AMG brand. For those who that may not have come across clearly, going forward, virtually everything that wears the AMG badge, the C63 AMG, the CLA 45 AMG, the E63 AMG, these will all be all-wheel drive vehicles. Not an option. That's going to be the standard feature. The only models that won't be all-wheel drive will be the SLS version, and the SL right now is not planned to go all-wheel drive, but they may follow up with an all-wheel drive version of that. So this is a major change in strategy, and I think, frankly, it's a response to what we've been seeing over at Audi. When you consider that they have made all-wheel drive a success, plus the fact that you can't sell anything but all-wheel drive luxury cars anymore out of the Sun Belt. You go up to New York City or Boston or the Pacific Northwest or Michigan or Chicago, people simply won't buy a luxury vehicle these days if they don't have 4MATIC or Quattro or what have you.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a really good point. And as we are on the dawn of the big April 15th tax deadline, interesting story that you had up recently. Tax season is a blessing for the auto industry because folks who are lucky to get refunds go out and tend to spend that money. So that's good for the automotive world. Paul, time flies every time you're with us. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Good to be with you, Bob. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Paul. That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.